very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, a platform where we talk about issues affecting people in society. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, April the 7th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we are commemorating Studio 7's Shona and Ndebele languages that have been broadcasting to Zimbabwe since April 7th, 2003. Thus, 20 years of providing news and information to the people of Zimbabwe. Studio 7's first broadcast to Zimbabwe was in English on January 27, 2003. And the hosts were Ray Choto and Dimiake Makalielie in Washington. Then, on April 7, 2003, VOA Zimbabwe service launched the Shona and Ndebele programs. The Washington-based Shona hosts on that day were the late Carol Gombakomba and former Studio 7 employee Champion Chigwedu. While on the Ndebele bulletin was packaged from Zimbabwe by journalists Njabulo Ncube, Praxedes Jeremiah, and Chris Gande. Rachel To provided the editorial control of the Shona and Ndebele broadcast. Over the years, the service has played an important role in informing the people of Zimbabwe about issues and events and issues that affect their lives. The service covered a wide range of topics including politics, economics, health, and culture, providing a balanced and accurate perspective on the news. Today, VOA Zimbabwe service is a platform for Zimbabweans to express their views and share their stories through its call-in programs, which are live talk and social media platforms and other interactive features. The service has created a space for dialogue and debate, helping to promote democracy and the free expression in Zimbabwe. Studio 7 has been hailed by its listeners for bringing unbiased news in Shona and Ndebele languages. Nasi muchirongwa chedu che Live Talk tiri kutarisa mabasa ari kuitwa nemhepfenyuro yedu ye Studio 7 iyo yasvitsa makore makumi maviri nasi ichitefenyura nemutauro weShona neNdebele. Chirongwa ichi chakatanga chichitefenyura nechirungu muswandira 27 2003. Vanhu vakawanda vanoti vanofadzwa nezvirongwa zveStudio 7 vachiti inotefenyura nhau dzisina divi radzakarerekera. But before we delve deep into our main story, we take you to events at the Vatican in Italy, where Pope Francis today said, quote, "Today with this celebration, Jesus Christ wants to teach us the nobility of the heart. Each of us can say, but if the Pope knew this, the things that I have inside, Jesus knows them all. He loves us as we are and watches all of our feet." Let's take a look at some of the events that happened worldwide in commemoration of Easter.
"Lavi i piedi a me?" rispose Gesù. "Quello che io faccio..."
Geist. We were seeing there what has been happening around the world to commemorate the Easter holidays. And now we're going to take you to one of our listeners, Mr. Richard Moyo in South Africa. But before we do that, we are going now to listen to some listeners' comments that came in from our valid listeners and viewers.
Makadi pano pa Studio 7 tinokukorokotedzisai mose nemakore akawanda akadai asvitsa nepenyuro ye Studio 7 zvirongwa zvinondigonera zvakanyanya inhau dzamunopakura zuva nezuva kwandiri munondigonera zvakanyanya uye ndinoti basa mberi chimwe chirongwa chandinofarira chiya chamukomata nanoka Hwanda cheSunday ndechimwe chandinofara nacho kuvashamarari vose vari pamberi tinongoti mukoma Blessing Zulu namukoma Jonga Kandemire mukoma Evans Zininga vatananoka Hwande namakota Mavlas Mhlanganyauye mose muri mbinga kwandiri panhau mose muri vagoneri vangu pane zvose basa mberi nokutendai kubva kwandiri Paul Stole.
Makorokoto pa Studio 7 makore mazhinji ekutepfenyura rambai makadaro. Hakunokuti nevanotigonera vari kutorana vari kunoku number 1 yangu zvangu ndimukoma Godwin Mangudla ava vanoverenga zvekuti hauna chaunopotsa. Toenda pana Frank Chikora apa hauna chaunopotsa. Toenda pana Rutendo Mawere hawa ndokubata basa zvekoko hatitaure. Toenda pana paBotswana apa pana Shingrai Madondo hawa munoverenga mukoma hazvina chitsotsi. Tojamba toti kuseri kokoko mukoma Jonga Kandemire awa kana muri pamuchini unotonzwa kuti zvinofamba kuma Blessing Zulu ipapo awa titauri awa munozama munorova sisi mave awa pakubvunza chaiko here awa munobvunza zvinonzwa kuti ya izvi mava pabasa chaiko chaiko rambai makadaro ndeabinero ngorima uyu tichitine makorokoto pa Studio 7 tiri pano pa South Africa padzanina apa.
Ndokutenda Studio 7 zvizhinji nokusvitsa kwayo makore 20 years ichitipa nhau mururimi rwechishona neisindevele. Ndokutenda zvikuru Mwari kwasvitsa kwaita makore 20 years muzorana siri shano. Zvinhu zvinova zvinhu zvakakosha zvikuru. Ndokutenda Mwari. Chiri nino ndakatanga kutira Studio 7 mugore ra 2006. Tichatirira ma 20 minutes shona nendevele. Saka kutenda zvikuru Mwari naizvozvo nebasa guru riri kubatwa nestudio shona zvirongwa zvawanda kudhara kwangu. Na ma live talk hausina na let's talk kausina nezvimwe zvirongwa saka takutenda zvikuru nezvirongwa zvose zviri kubikwa nestudio 7 zvirova zvirongwa zvakakosha zvikuru tinoda Studio 7 ikaramba ichienda mberi ikaramba ichitipa zvimwe zvirongwa zvakawanda tinoda kutenda vose vari kubata basa.
Ini ndinonzi Maria mwana wafundisi Moyo ndinotendawo 20 years yasikwa newe Studio 7 vachitipakurira zvirongwa ndichiteererawo zvechidiki ndichitendawo tete Mavelas uye nababa Jonga Kandemire nababa Blessing Zulu nababa Hwande navaZininga tatenda.
Some heartwarming words there from our Studio 7 listeners who have been following us for the past 20 years. That day you heard from Studio 7 listeners. For now, we're going to Mr. Richard Moyo in South Africa, who's going to give us his words in Ndebele.
Hallelujah. Nami ngithanda ukuthokoza kakhulu ukufikisa 20 years Studio 7 if isinikela indaba zesindebele nesishona namhlanje singolokuhlanu sithokoze khulu kwambala sithokoze khulu uzimo unkulunkulu wakhamba nathi even nami ngathoma ukulala Studio 7 2006 until namhlanje ngiyathokoza kakhulu ukubona umsebenzi uyenzwa nge-Studio 7 VOA Ndebele Studio 7 VOA Shona ukhuluma ngeshona nesindebele into leyi ndihle kukwambala ngithanda ukunibonga nonke ninani nisilethela indaba hakuna longi zoti longu ui number one oru loi number two nonge ni number one ni enza msirenzo wenu kuhuske hakuna losi na kuna uti loo utulalo umunye ni enza kuhuske ya kutoko za kakulu wena baba Gibbs Dube ya kutoko za kakulu baba Chris Gande ya kutoko za kakulu baba Ndunga Mili Ngomo ya kutoko za kakulu mama Platin Sedri Maya ya kutoko za kakulu mama Sanekili Mchange ya kutoko za kakulu mama Saidi Gumede na bochisa subana na wanyo wonge wasirenza Amazon EKS Zimbabwe ne South Africa lava siletela indaba Studio 7 ingia itoko za kakulu ingilimili sindevele siti uzimu aibusi sisaazi mtisiavona wa mashelo so wa mashelo maningi ngisikatila lela kona kuyunga nama WhatsApp kuyunga nama Twitter kuyunga nama Facebook so nyamuta nizongelezi kona se kona kumbamba kuma YouTube kuma Facebook kuma TikTok Twitter njalo njalo siti Studio 7 maikole sindevele nesona sitokoze futhi nabesoneni awaba babatalo kawande uwaba uBlessing Zulu uwaba uJonathan Dimiri uwaba Ivan Zininga Mike Wobe nabo Rachoto uMavela Simhlanganya nguye nabanye bonke basebenzela eZimbabwe ekhaya siyabathokoza ngokusithulela indaba zisishona nesindebele sithi awa hlalani nikhule njalo siyanithanda kakhulu uzimo anibusise uNkulunkulu abe nani mihla namalanga siyanithokoza si 20 years lay awusimudlalo ngathana ihlelo likhulela phambili ni mama number one nonge sithi uzimo anibusise busisekani siyanithanda busisekani siyanithanda busisekani siyanithanda siyanithanda na baba moyo uyanithanda kakhulu Sharp Sharp Studio 7.
Some heartwarming words there from our Studio 7 listener, Mr. Moyo, in South Africa. Now, let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, we are now joined by Chris Gande of Studio 7 and Miriam Sibanda, a former correspondent of Studio 7. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvelous. Thank you.
I will start with you, Miriam. Honor ladies, when Studio 7 was launched, a lot of journalists were very scared to come on board. What made you become a member of Studio 7?
Well, I think it was an issue of survival, Marvelous, to be really honest. I was one of those who were caught up in the reshuffle that were taking place at Zoom Papers, and I found myself without a stable income. The paper that I had joined, it wasn't doing as well as we had anticipated, and my livelihood was not guaranteed. So Studio 7 came along, and when you look at it, you say, I might as well give it a try, because at the end of the day, I wanted to survive.
Wow, that's a brilliant answer. And as one of the correspondents in Zimbabwe, how did you do your work? Was it easy in those days?
No, it wasn't easy, because internet was not readily available as it is now. So you had to go and, you know, taking out the recorder and getting the batteries and the tapes was a process on its own. and interviewing people, you could not do it as openly as one would want to do it, but we had to find ways and means to do it. And, you know, when you look back, I think those were some of my best years of journalism, actually. Every story you went to do, you were talking to people who knew the competencies of talking to Studio 7 reporters, but they were willing to be interviewed and to tell their story. So that made it that much easier, because people were willing to talk, people were willing to share their views and their experiences, and all that we had to do was to get to the people and then be able to report on what they said in a way that others would understand and appreciate what the issues were.
Thank you so much. I will switch over to my colleague, Chris. You started reporting for Studio 7 in Zimbabwe before you came here in 2004. Can you tell us the challenges that you faced when packaging the Ndebele Bulletin from Bulawayo? And also, I think you used to use a pseudonym. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Mavinasa, thank you so much. Like my sister Miriam has just said, it was not easy reporting those days because of the technical challenges. We didn't have WhatsApp. We didn't have, the telephone system was very backward. And the other side was that, we were working under a very unconducive environment. We were they called Studio 7 a pirate radio station, which meant we had to work, undercover. Like you pointed out, I used the pseudonym Silas Dube. And, it was something that, it was some kind of security measure that meant, that ensured that at least I survived, working under those conditions. But because I was then also working for the Daily News, which was another organization which was not in good books with the government then of that day, of those days. But coming to today, when we look at the situation, I think it has been slightly better. I can say slightly because now we are now able to, get accreditation and report from Zimbabwe. Although I can't say the situation is 100% okay for journalists. I think Miriam on the ground can tell you much better about that.
Yes, and I'm going to stay with you. A lot of people expressed fear in the early days of Studio 7. Were you ever persecuted or attacked for reporting for Studio 7? If you can answer that in isiNdebele.
Yebo, umavelase, ngibingelele nabalaleli ekhaya, igama nguChris Gande. Njengokubuza ke kukadade lapha ukuthi sisebenze njani ngensuku zokuqala ezeStudio 7, bekunzima kakhulu. Bekunzima sibili ngoba besingenelisi khona ukusebenzisa amagama ethu oqobo, amagama okuzalwa. Njengesibonelo, mina ngangisebenzisa igama elithi Silas Dube. Lelo kuligama engalisebenzisa ngendlela yokuthi ngingazakali ukuthi yimi uChris Gande. Ngoba hayi, kwakunzima lezo nsuku. Lanxa nje lezi nsuku ungathi kungconywana, nxa sikhangela umumo khona ukuthi siyenelisa ukuthi siye khona le eZimbabwe, siyephiwa imvumo yokuthi sithathe indaba. Kodwa-ke hayi, umumo ulokhu ungamanga kahle ngoba sizwa bakhona abalokhu behlukuluzwa. Imithetho yilokho iyafana le nsuku zona lezana iStudio 7 iqala. Kodwa njengakutsho ngamafitshane ukuthi iStudio 7 ithe ifika, abantu bezwa okwakuqala ukuthi uyenelisa ukukhuluma okusenhliziyweni yakho, ukhulume ucothoza uhulumende, into ongeke wayizwa nxa ulalele umsakazo we-ZBC. Mavela,
thank you so much. And back to you, Miriam. A lot of people say Studio 7 is a propaganda tool for the U.S. government. When you were working for Studio 7, did you ever feel pressured or asked to do stories you were not happy with?
No, Mavela, because the stories we were doing were stories, I think, on my part. I mainly did stories everyday stories, experiences of what people were going through. I clearly remember the one story I did once in Binga about the water supply situation, where you have villagers who live less than 500 meters from the Zambezi River, the tributary in Libizi, but they have no access to fresh drinking water, and their livestock cannot drink from the river because of crocodiles, and they have no boreholes and so on. So what Studio 7 started off doing, and they still do now, is to let people tell their stories. That is all that we were asked to do by the editors. Get people to tell you their thoughts, their experiences, and just report and say, this is what they say, this is what we saw is happening. And obviously, maybe the style of reporting differed, because at that point in time, the mainstream media was fast turning to opinionated pieces, even in, you know, what should have been hard news stories. You got a lot of opinions of the writers and not just reporting on what the issues were. So Studio 7 then differed, and I think that is what the listeners enjoyed the most, that here they were hearing themselves, the issues articulated the way they had put them across, without them being changed or edited to suit a particular viewpoint.
Mombopinda murimi rwa mai kuti pako tefenyura na uza mai tefenyura tunaona kuti vazhinji nyanyave muhurumende makare vaiti iwo aiwa Studio 7 inoshandiswa nehurumende yeAmerica. Makambosangana here nekutaura kwakadai pakutefenyura kwamaiita?
Nungu zini zaitaurika zvikuru samazuva ekutanga, asi nekufamba kwenguva vanhu vachiona uchiti ukabva kunotaura navo vozonzwa nhau dzacho dzaakutaurwa paredhio vonzwa kuti asi ndizvo zvatataura, hapana changodzerwa, hapana chabviswa. Vakatanga kuona kuti zvatiri kutaura zviri kutaurwa neStudio 7 zvinhu zviri kuitika, zviri kungotaurwa sezvazviri, zvisina kuwedzera, zvisina kubvisa. Pakare hungu mazuva ekutanga kubatanidza kuti unyore nhau zvainesa, nekuti indaneti yanga isati yanyatsopfumbira, kurekodha kwacho kwainesa, mabhati aimbononoka kusvika kana kushayikwa. Zvinhu ndonguva painesa zvinhu zvikuru muZimbabwe. Ndinoyauka iko zvino ndikatarisa pakatanga Studio 7, kwandiri inini ndo yakanga iri nguva yekutanga yekuti ndinyore nhau mururimi rwaamai. Makore esanda andashanda aisvika gumi nemashanu, 15 years, ndaingonyora nhau nechirungu. Saka Studio 7 Shona Service yakandidzidzisa kunyora neshona. Zvakava zvinhu zvakandibatsira kuti mutauro wangu uite zviri nani pane matauriro andaita Shona ndisati ndatanga kunyorera Studio 7. Zvinova zvinhu zvandinokoshesa zvikuru kuti ndakawana mukana wekushandisa rurimi rwaamai ndichitoshanda ndichiwana mari kuti ndichengete mhuri yangu nevabereki vangu.
Aiwa, tinotenda muramba muripo henyu. Tiri kunzwa kuti tine muteereri ari kufona iye vari kusouth Africa. Halo, kola makadii?
Halo.
Ehe, makadii henyu kola?
Tiripo makadii otete.
Aiwa, tiri wadi. Tiri kutaura nani, muri kupi?
Mukutaura namukoma Bride Tichobe kana kuti baba ama twins.
Ehe, baba ama twins, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu. Muri kuona sei nyaya iyi yekuti nepfenyuro yeStudio 7 yasvitsa 20 years mufwanasi?
Ii, tepeto wakufara zvokuti kuti Studio 7 yasvitsa 20 years muzuva ranhasi.
Munofarira nhau dzipi?
Tino wakufara zvokuti Studio 7 yasvitsa 20 years muzuva ranhasi.
Ndedzipi nhau dzamunofarira?
Ndongoti mbese nauza tuzinobuda ku Studio 7 tinowazvifarira zvekuti zvinhu zvakawanda zvinotefenyurwa zvimwe zvatinge tisingazivi tichikwanisa zvinzwa kuti kuno kunyika dzi tiri kuSouth Africa.
Aiwa pakanaka, tinokutendai. Muri kuiteiko pazororo iri reEaster?
Pazororo reEaster tiri kungoendawo kuchechi tichinamata tichito kuno vamwe vari munzendo vari kufamba pari zvinezvi vafambe mune zvakanaka vasasangana netsaona. Chikumbiro vachairi kuti vange vachichaira mota dzakanaka kuti vanhu vakatakura vasaunosangana nehama neshamwari dzavo kumusha vasvika vachisvika zvakanaka uye zvino kudzoka zvakanaka vasvika huredhi yapera.
Aiwa tinokutendai chaizvo. Kola muve nezuva rakanaka.
Ndinotenda chaizvo tete, ndinotenda zvikuru.
Bye-bye. We were hearing there from one of our callers, but I'm coming back to you, Chris. This is your 19th year working from here in Washington. What are your challenges of reporting from abroad?
Yeah, marvelous. I think the biggest challenge is access to information. By that, I mean we work mostly remote, you know, by phone. And when you call people, it's always a bit difficult to either reach them, or sometimes you reach them and they don't want to talk. So I find it one of the most difficult parts of the job, because, you know, if you are right there on the ground, you can always doorstep your sources, confront them, but you are away, you try to reach out, you don't get them, and it impacts on our job, because sometimes we end up being accused of not trying to reach out to some people, but we do all the best that we can. Unfortunately, we don't get the good responses most of the time, but of course, in some cases we do get a lot of people we talk to and they contribute, but other than that, you know, there's this thing of not, especially from the government side, ZANU-PF. But of late, you know, because we are close to the elections, you sometimes have even some officials from the opposition who don't want to, you know, give out some vital information which the people out there, the masses, want to listen to.
Thank you there, Chris. I'll come back to you. Miriam, any word of advice to VOA Zimbabwe service management?
Not really advice, but just to say keep on doing the good job that you're doing, and maybe encourage more young journalists who are still energetic to report in vernacular. I'm looking forward to a time where VOA will be broadcasting in other, you know, vernacular languages to bring variety and reach a greater audience than what they are currently doing with the three languages that they are broadcasting in. But overall, it's just to say keep on doing the wonderful job that you are doing of informing you know, Zimbabweans about Zimbabwean issues.
Thank you so much, there, Miriam Masibanda, who used to be a correspondent for Studio 7. Chris, your last word to your fans out there.
Yes, marvelous. I'd like to advise those people who are, you know, able to give us information if they come across vital information that they want to share. Studio 7 is the place to be. We are non-partisan. We want to give an opportunity to everyone to contribute. And there are some people who use our WhatsApp, and maybe marvelous, I can give the WhatsApp number to those.
Fortunately, okay. Chris, all right. Is not on our side. Thank you, Miriam, for participating in our program. And by the way, we want you back. And Chris, the pleasure is always mine. Thank you, everybody who was streaming with us. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington saying, hey, happy 20 years to Studio 7.